Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have the Blairs on the line with me, Pastor Daryl and Lady Latoya. They have an amazing single out titled, Make Me Careful. But we're going to bring you up to speed and let them introduce themselves to you for those who are not familiar. So you can go out and get their products that's available, because music makes the heart grow fonder, and especially when it's gospel music, it brings you and draws you nearer to God. And especially that single they got, Make Me Careful. Pastor Daryl and Lady Latanya, please say hello to the people and introduce yourselves and let people know what's going on.
Well, how are you doing? I am Pastor Daryl Blair. I'm the senior pastor of New Breed Christian Center here in Fort Worth, Texas, where ministry means people and everybody is somebody. And this is my lovely wife, Lady Blair.
Hello. Hi, everybody. So nice to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
You're more than welcome. So let's talk about Make Me Careful. I just got to let everybody know that I absolutely love this song. And so I need to know who wrote it, who came up with it, and how that just came about.
Well, I wrote the song.
Okay,
and
Pastor.
And the way that it came about was I was singing with Kirk Franklin and the family, and the Lord had told me to come off the road because I wasn't handling success correctly.
All right.
So he told me to come off the road, and he had to deal with me a little bit personally. And so in my time while I was off the road, I just wrote that song, Make Me Careful, because we had always been praying that God would allow us to have success. And it was our prayer. We was believing God for it, and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we wasn't able to handle it. So that part where it says, make me careful of what I'm praying for, make me careful of what I'm asking for so that I may be in your will. Because a lot of times we ask God for things that we're not prepared for. And sometimes we move quick and move too fast where it's not in his will at that moment.
Lady Blair, please join in and give your testimony.
Well, again, he wrote the song, and I just happened to be privileged to come alongside of him and then do it as a duet. But it has been a blessing as we've been able to minister it across the world, just encouraging people to be careful about what they pray for.
Mm-hmm.
And as he said, you know, we oftentimes pray for things that's not in God's will. We pray for things that we are not ready to handle. And so it's basically just asking God, you know, to make me careful. If it's not for me, don't give it to me. Mm-hmm. If it's not a part of your will, I don't want it. So it's just basically a prayer that we should all pray before we ask God for anything.
I love it. You know, I always say, you know, you do pray and you're praying for things. And then when the answer comes, everybody seems surprised, like God couldn't do it. And so I love that,
right.
You know, this is what happened to you guys, and that y'all are able to share that God truly does answer prayer. And then are you ready for the answer of your prayers that you're praying for?
Absolutely.
Tell me some of the things that you felt was interrupting you at that particular time. Was it just being with Kirk Franklin? Was it on the road? Was it just, you know?
Well, for me, it was a great experience, a great opportunity. And I grew up with Kirk, Pam, and David. We all went to the same school except Pam. We went to the same school. We sung together as a group before it was the family.
Okay.
So to see success take off, we were meeting people that we always wanted to meet. We were hearing, we were singing before crowds, 20, 30,000 people. And when there's a lot of people calling your name, I wasn't able to handle the success of it. I just really became too arrogant.
Okay.
And I know people wouldn't admit that, but I became a little too arrogant to where the Lord knew, hey, you can't continue to do this.
Wow.
This is not going to work. And I'm glad that he pulled me off. And I'm glad I was obedient.
That's right.
To recognize that he's saying no. Because I think if I hadn't been obedient, it would have messed up where he wanted to take me, even in this season of my life.
I love it. And that's what I was going to say, too. I thank God that you was obedient when he said stop, because, you know, we love God's yes, but we can't stand it when he say no, you know, but we have to remember that he chastens those who he love, and the Bible says he can do it in private, or he can do it in public, and people forget that part. Then we want to be all embarrassed when he does it in public, because firstly, he did do it in private by saying stop. So thank you for being obedient.
By saying stop.
Yeah. Lady Blair.
And most of the time, we're disobedient.
Yeah. Now, did you see the change in your husband, and did you even stay, or was you part of the crew?
Well, I was on tour with them when this happened, when the Lord told him to come off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And because he is my husband, of course, I followed his leading.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I didn't fully understand why I had to, you know, it was what the Lord told you, but because we are one, then I had to, you know, be obedient to what God told him to do. And so I think that it is a continual thing that you see, or a continual transition that you see whenever you walk in obedience, that you just kind of see that play out throughout your life. So there have been different points where I've seen his obedience and how God has blessed both of us because of his obedience just throughout our lives together. And so I'm just glad he obeyed, because if he didn't, I would probably have to suffer the consequences of his disobedience.
Wow. Wow. That's an amen. And thank you for, you know, allowing him to be the head and following. You know, some people probably got a divorce over that, you know. Let's talk about...
It wasn't worth it.
I know, that's right. It's nothing is ever worth it, you know. Even the fame, you know, it's just for, you know, a season until you really get it to understand that it's ministry and not fame. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about this future project. You know, what are some of maybe other songs that you like on the project, and where are y'all going forward to?
So with the project, we it's going to be 5 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Blair did some writing on this project along with me. We did some covers of some CCM music and another cover that I think everybody would enjoy.
Okay.
And it's a variety. You're going to have some worship. You're going to have some prayer moments, and you're going to have kind of a little hip-hop vibe going as well.
I love it.
But it's all put together and packaged to where it wouldn't be overbearing.
Right. Now, out of all the songs you guys have put out previous projects, is there a particular song on any of them that you really enjoy?
For me, my favorite song is called A Word.
Okay.
And now, what album is that on? I didn't get to write A Word, but it's kind of one of my favorite songs. We do it a lot when we go out to sing, and it's one of my favorites.
Okay. What project is that on?
That's on the first project we did together. And here's what's crazy. The first project is called Make Me Careful. This project that Make Me Careful is on there is called He Did It For Me. The first time I did it by myself.
Oh, okay.
And I did it by myself, and it did well, but we were singing it together when we would go out, and everybody kind of wanted the duet version of it instead of the single version.
Yeah, that duet.
That's how this single came out to be, because everybody was like, we need to Make Me Careful as the duet.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all made that decision. Lady Blair, what's your favorite?
Well, I hate to say the songs that I've written, but... I have maybe three favorite. I wrote a song called Cover Me.
Mm-hmm.
That really ministered. And I guess they're my favorite because whenever the Lord gave me these songs, they were really ministering to me and where I was at that moment.
Uh-huh.
So I have a song called Cover Me. It's available on all digital platforms. And then I have a song that the Lord gave me at the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay.
And it's called Rescue. And then I have a song that the Lord recently gave me. It was like a song from him to his children, saying that I am God, just telling us to be still, even in the midst of the chaos and everything that's going on around us, just to be still and know that he is God. And so those are just a song, not really my favorite songs, but the songs that have ministered to me the most.
Okay. And it's okay. We over here, we're key players. Y'all are key players right now. Y'all done joined the mold. And, you know, I always say once a key player is always a key player. It's like a mob family over here. Y'all stuck with me. So it's okay. We don't mind. We don't mind bragging about our good work. That's why I have this platform, because people, absolutely, you know, all of this, I'm so sick of give people their flowers. Listen, just let the people, you know, do what they do and say thank you and salute them. And so that's what we like to do over here. We was doing that before the whole statement of giving people their flowers was a major thing. It's sad that we even got to say that. All right, I drifted. So back to the interview. Back to the interview. So how do you guys manage ministry and music and marriage? The MMM. MMM.
Marriage, music, and ministry.
Yes.
I think we've done it for so long that we, you know, the ministry part was the last, I think, to come on as far as church. Mm-hmm. But we just do it all. I mean, everything has its place and its purpose, and we try to keep the perspectives where they need to be and try to balance it out.
Okay.
Because they all require both of our attention, you know, so it's a work. Lady Blair, what you gonna say? You know, the ladies have the bulk of the hard work.
I think that when you say that you have managed something, it kind of means that you've mastered it or mm-hmm. you've perfected it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that I can say that we have managed how to balance marriage, ministry, and music, because we haven't. Because to say that would mean that we have given the proper amount of time to each thing. And I don't think that we ever have, and I don't think that we ever will. So I think that it's just by the grace of God that all three have been able to stay afloat, even with our inability to manage all three, that God has somehow given us the grace to be, just to do all three of them, you know, because something is going to lack. There's no way possible that you're able to give the necessary time and energy and effort to everything. Right?
Right.
So I think that we haven't managed it, but God's grace is sufficient. I'll say
right,
that.
Right. That's a good answer. I was going to say, yeah, God's grace is sufficient. But being married, having a relationship with the Lord, doing music, doing ministry, then let me ask a better question. How did you, Pastor Darryl, come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And I'll ask the same to Lady Blair. So.
Oh, I was a young, terrible kid, so we grew up in church. So I just, one of them revivals kind of caught me. My mom and them, I grew up in a Baptist church, so one of them revivals kind of caught me.
Okay.
And I just came to the Lord and told him, yes, it was time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't want to preach because, you know, I just wasn't ready for all of that yet. And a few years after I really gave my life to the Lord, then he called me to preach. And then when I became a preacher, I didn't want a pastor. And I thought I was good until 20 years later. So.
Okay. Lady Blair?
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with what he said. I was born, not raised, I was born in the church, like literally born on the altar. So just because I was born in church doesn't mean that I have always, you know, done the right thing.
Right.
Because I haven't. But I think maybe when I understood what it meant to have a relationship with God is where I really surrendered and just fully walked it out. I struggle every now and then, but again, God's grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been saved for a very long time, and I'm continuously being saved.
So where did you guys meet?
Church.
Okay.
We met in church, singing at different programs, and I think Tanya was singing with a group when I first met her. She was singing a group, and we just heard this voice, and I was like, "Wow, this girl can sing."
Yeah, for sure.
So.
And Lady Blair, what was you thinking? What was
well,
you
we
saying?
Met at,
well, I've seen I had seen him. I hope that's the right grammar. I'd seen him around, of course, you know, a lot. I never imagined that we would connect. I don't think that was either one of our intentions. Mm-hmm. But it happened, and it has been, we've been together for, well, married for 29 years.
Wow, congratulations.
So obviously we doing something right. I don't know what it is, but again, God's grace. God, it's always the grace. God's grace is sufficient.
Girl, you just go.
We're doing something right.
I know. I love it. So now, are you ready to tour? Like, touring with Kirk Franklin and having that experience, how has that prepared you now, okay, for you to use your music and do the same thing? Like, what did you learn?
Well, I would say it like this. For me, tour is not on my radar because I'm pastoring church. I love pastoring my church. That's kind of going to be my first priority over everything, is to be there for my church. Now, to go sing and do some dates, and that's fine, but I think I'm not too excited about tour terms.
Okay.
The family is getting ready to go back out on do the reunion tour, and I'm going to see them when they come to Dallas.
Okay. Lady Blair, is he
going? I want to make sure that I'm true. I want to make sure that I'm true to the assignment God gave me.
Amen.
And that is to pastor his people.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm not interested in touring. Touring is not on my agenda. I was actually a background vocalist for Tamela Mann for like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there and done that, and I'm grateful to God for every opportunity, every open door. But, you know, different seasons of your life, you have different capacities, and I don't have the capacity for that, for riding on tour, sleeping on a tour bus and in different hotels every night and going from city to city and just kind of living out of your luggage.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the capacity for that in this season. So I'm just really focusing on, I've just recently taken up sewing.
Okay.
I'm focusing on sewing, and I would like to plant a garden in my backyard. And so I'm focusing on those things that really just kind of feed your mind, your will, your, you know, just feed your soul. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. Because,
so
yeah.
She's
focusing on sowing and growing tomatoes.
No, yeah, y'all better, right? Because we don't know what they're doing to this food. So, yes, grow your garden.
Exactly. So, no, I've done tours. I think I've been on about 3 tours.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, I thank God for this season, but that's not where I am in my life anymore.
our main purpose in doing music, and I don't want to make this sound overly spiritual, but we just want to minister to God's people. We don't mind flying into places. We do that all the time. Fly in and sing and minister and go home back to our people. We love that.
Right.
And we love to see the people of God be blessed, lives be changed, people be saved, people be healed, set free, delivered. That's our goal and purpose. When we talked about doing this record, we wanted to make sure that our focus wasn't set on, hey, we're going to get a Stella, we're going to get a Grammy, we're going to get a Dove, we're going to try to get off of it, we're going to go at it. That was not our thing. Our thing was, when this music come out, Lord, we want the people to be extremely blessed.
Amen.
And where you tell us to go minister, we want to go and minister to your people.
I promise you, he answered your prayer. You know, I promise, because when I hear, I called one of my friends and I was like, yo, you got to hear this song. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you got to hear this song. And it ministers to me, and, you know, if it can make, if you, and so I say it answered your prayer, because I was like, not only is it on our radio show, but I'm like, yo, you got to listen to this, you know? So if it evokes someone else, right, who's spiritual to
Absolutely.
Share, then you guys are well ahead. And I tell people, word of mouth still works.
Wow.
You know.
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
Yeah, word of mouth still works.
Yes, it does.
And I so appreciate you guys for being so obedient to, you know, what the Lord is telling you. You can't beat that.
Thank you.
You can't beat that.
No, well, our pastor says success is obedience to God.
Yes.
If you're going to be successful, you have to be obedient.
Right. Right. That's Joshua 1, right? It says, meditate on him day and night, and then you'll have good success. You know, you be obedient to them.
So that changed everything for me.
Yeah.
That changed everything for me.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate y'all for stopping through and chatting with us for a few. Listen, guys, go out, get that single, wait for the project to come out. But listen, Make Me Careful is going to bless you. I promise you. It's going to bless you. So what's your social?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. What are your social media tags or your website so people can, you know, at least just reach out to you and give you testimonies how you done blessed?
You can reach us on all social media platforms. Instagram is Daryl_LaTanya Blair. You can go to our Linktree, and it's The Blairs on Linktree, and that'll pull up every social media platform.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yes. And you can download the music on iTunes, Google Play Store, Spotify, all of it.
That's what's up. Listen, as I say, once a key player, always a key player. Thank you for allowing UrbanBuzzMag.com to be one of your media outlets. And as y'all continue to grow or do different things at your church, you can reach out to me and, you know, we can talk about it one more time and again.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you in October.
Yes, sir. Now don't say that, and then I get out there, and then y'all be like, "Who?"
Because you're gonna learn the Blairs real fast.
Okay. Come,
anybody will tell you when they come down city and they catch us, we're gonna have a blast.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
You're gonna be fooled when you leave.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank y'all so much, and welcome to the family.
Thank you.